Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me here today on Exhortations, brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today we begin a new series entitled God's Men. And we want to begin by looking at what the Bible has to say about God's men. We'll begin by looking at the idea of the role of a husband and a father in the home. God has ordained, not man, but God has ordained that the husband be the head of the home. Ephesians 5, verse 23 says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." Society may not agree, but the word of God must be our God. 1 Peter 4 and verse 11 says, "If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God." Paul's instructions to Timothy is good for husbands and for fathers, as we find in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12. We know many times in our society, and on television especially, that the world paints the husband many times as someone who is silly, someone who is simple-minded and ignorant. Even though the husband may not always make wise decisions, maybe he needs advice of other godly men, or maybe even his wife can help him in making a godly decision. Nonetheless, we know, as the Bible tells us, that regardless of these things, the husband, the male, the man in the house, is the head of the wife. He is the head of the home. And so let's keep this in mind as we think about God's men. Let's remember that God's men, the husband, is the head of the home. Thank you for listening today to Exhortations, and join me again next time as we continue our series on God's men.